exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
On Explained Well this afternoon, we're talking about Ubers.
We are, specifically in Soweto. So I was wondering if you were going to ask me if it's true that you can't get an Uber in Soweto at all, because that's not true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mad. So now, after we had quite violent attacks and hectic tensions in the area between e-hailing drivers and your traditional taxi drivers and meter drivers, we've had some meetings taking place between the MMCs for public safety, for transport, the police, all the different stakeholders. You will not be able to get an Uber at a mall in Soweto going forward. And some people are reporting that this is for a three-month period. It's not necessarily for a three-month period. It's from now until it's decided otherwise.
Why?
So there's been a lot of contention around fees and undercutting each other, and it's become very volatile. We've seen, we've, for example, seen Uber driver cars being attacked and burned, but they then had their own protest action and blocking certain malls and certain routes, and it's a very, very volatile industry.
Ja, dit is. Ek het 'n persoonlike situasie gehad so 2 weke terug, as ek Sandton toe vir aandete, en toe ek opgetel wil word, het ek kon nie my driver kry nie, en toe het hy my gebel en gesê, ek kan jou nie op daai spesifieke plek, dit was naby aan die Gautreinstasie, ek kan jou nie by daai spesifieke plek optel nie, kan jy net bietjie in die pad afloop en my na buite 'n restaurant kry, waar ek hom toe gekry het, but it was late at night, luckily I wasn't lady by myself, but I mean, dit is die situasie waarin hierdie drivers hulle self bevind.
Dis die ding, en dit kan letterlik dodelik wees vir hulle, so dit is, daar is al van lang spanning rondom sekere punte, soos jou Gautreinpunte, nou in Soweto het dit rarig rof geraak, so wat nou ooreengekom is, is die polisie en die metropolisie gaan help om die inkopiesentrums te patrolleer van die buitenkant af, dat het veilig is. Jou toepassingsbestuurders mag nie meer mense daar optel nie, hulle mag nog mense daar aflaai, maar net as dit iemand is wat ouer is, wat 'n babbietjie by hulle het byvoorbeeld, or if it's someone who's disabled, they can drop them and go, but there will be people checking that the e-hailing guys don't pick up passengers from them.
So if you're disabled, you can get dropped at the mall, you can't get a lift back.
So you would probably need to look at, I don't know if the meter cabs are, I think the meter cabs might also be affected.
Well, what concerns me, right, is that now you have competing groups. There have been outbreaks of violence. And instead of stopping all the rubbish, we now have meetings with government, and government gets involved and goes, okay, you can have this and you can have that and you can have that. Instead of actual regulation, if there were regulations in place, if there were pricing regulations, this would sort itself out. Can I just paint you a picture of how ridiculous this sounds in my head?
Yeah.
I sell pizza. Rob's Pizza Shop. I have now decided that nobody else may serve chicken or sushi near my shop. And I'm going to get violence if there is another restaurant near me. And then have the MMC go, yeah, that sounds fine.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. En die ding is ook, nee, wat het doen is, dit vat weg van die gerieflikheid vir die verbruiker. As ek besluit, ek wil 'n meter taxi gebruik, of 'n gewone taxi, of 'n Uber, of 'n e-hailing service, wat ook al. Dit is my keuse as die verbruiker van daai diens om daai spesifieke diens te gebruik.
Ding ding ding, there it is.
Ja, en jy betaal 'n premie vir sekere dienste.
Ja.
Die teenkant van dit is die bestuurders self. In hierdie verskillende voertuie, dis hulle lewensbloed.
Ja.
Dis waar hulle inkomste vandaan kry. Nou word jy beperk tot net sekere roetes. En dit affekteer jou of jy kos op die tafel kan sit.
Ja, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and go one group is wrong, one group is bad, one group is violent, whatever. I understand that the lack of regulation makes all of this stuff difficult and that needs sorting out. I cannot abide the fact that the MMC will sit there and divvy up turf. This isn't extortion. This isn't the mafia. This is not how we do things.
I think we also need to contextualize. The MMC for transport currently in Gauteng is Kenny Kunene. And I did a little bit of digging, obviously, before we had this conversation. And in 2020, Kenny Kunene launched his own e-hailing service. Ons weet nie wat daarvan geword het nie, but it's giving vested interest. I'm not saying that is what's happening, Maar nou is jy in 'n publieke portefeulje. You are there to serve the people. But your business interests, however they are integrated into his public portfolio, remains to be seen.
Yeah, look. So, no. It's sort the regulations out, please. We can't be getting involved in an official administrative capacity in turf wars and allocating money and resources to different groups to try and avoid violence. Like, that's not good enough. There should be no violence in the first place. Roz made the point, ding, 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 exactly. People on the ground should be able to decide whatever they want to use, whenever they want to use it. That is how a free society functions.
And I'll buy your pizza.
And thank you. Rob's Pizza Shop will be open soon.
And I ain't here falling in love.